What's up, everybody? Anton Crayley here from ecommercelifestyle.com, and welcome back to the podcast. If you are brand new, just know that this show comes out twice a week, every single Monday and Thursday morning. Yes, even in between Christmas and New Year's. So if you're listening to this in real time, welcome. And I hope you had an amazing Christmas. If you celebrate anything else, hope you enjoyed that too. But we're not talking about holidays today. What we are talking about is a Shopify marketing strategy that will work for any e-commerce store. So today is going to be episode one of a three-part series that will be coming out. Now, this is obviously episode one. So on Thursday, you can look for the following episode, episode two. And then on next Monday, episode three will be coming out. And what I'll do as the new episodes in this series are released is link them in this podcast description so you can make sure you listen to them all sequentially to get the most value. And the reason, you know, I'm talking about this, the reason I wanted to cover this is because I realized on the podcast here, what I've been doing a lot is talking about like individual marketing strategies for Shopify stores, which is awesome. But the thing is, they all work great on their own. And I know that all of those episodes, what we're at over 200 now, I think this is like episode 225 or something, but all those episodes are awesome for Shopify store owners who are up and who are running. But I also realize at the same time that they may be a little bit confusing for those who are just more getting started on their journey and wondering how does Shopify marketing even work. And that's why in this brand new series, again, these three episodes today and the next two, what I'm going to do is share different parts of our Shopify marketing strategies one by one so that you can see how this all comes together. And so you can see how anybody with a store can use this Shopify marketing strategy to start getting sales and, of course, building a successful e-commerce store. So today, specifically, what I want to talk about is how to be seen. What do I mean by that? I mean, how are we going to get people to see your store? Because you might go ahead and sign up for Shopify. You might have a great product idea. You might even do everything right when it comes to conversion rate optimization. But then your store is built. Maybe you post a link on your Facebook page and say, hey, my store's out here. You know, anybody want to check it out? And then maybe your aunt clicks on it and she doesn't buy, right? So that is obviously a huge sticking point. What can you do to be seen? Meaning to get qualified visitors to your site. And a lot of people, especially now as we're getting into 2021, are immediately thinking that they're going to go to Facebook ads. And on one hand, I should say that makes sense because Facebook, just for getting eyeballs, like getting, you know, visitors on your site, is extremely affordable, especially if you set up ad campaigns and bid for something like, you know, maximize clicks, like that's what you want, or landing page views. Facebook will send you traffic all day. The problem is that's not the right type of people. That's not going to get you seen to the audience who you actually want to see your stuff. So the way that I typically say this is Facebook will get you eyeballs, but Google will get you sales. So what we're going to do to be seen in this episode is focus on how to optimize for Google to get people to your site within a few days and to start getting those sales. So the first thing that I want you to consider in this exercise is for the different products you sell, you do this at a product level. What keywords do you want to appear for? And obviously for every listener out there, it's going to be different because some of you might make your own products. Some of you might private label. Some of you might dropship. So the actual keywords that you want to appear for on different product pages, again, will vary. Typically, when we're doing this exercise on our own stores, the keywords that we want to appear for are brand names, product names, and SKU numbers. So for every product page, we want to optimize that product page, the specific one, for the brand name, the product name, and the SKU number, because that is what leads to most sales. When people find you through those keywords, that is what I call direct response type advertising. Somebody searches for the brand name, the product name, or the SKU number. They see your ad, they click it, they are more likely to buy than somebody that searches for your niche keyword, right? So keep that in mind. So step one is think about what those keywords are that you will want to appear for. Step two is to optimize your product pages. So now that you know your keywords, it's time to get in there and start making changes. And I'll say this can take a lot of time because you might be listening and you might have 10 products on your website. Well, okay, you can get this done maybe in a day or so. You might be listening and you might have 3,000 products on your website. And in that case, this is going to take you a lot longer to do. But like anything else in life, start with what is, you know, your most profitable and work your way through everything else. Or start with what's already getting results and then work through everything else if you have a huge product catalog. But when it comes to optimizing your product pages, what specifically am I talking about? I'm talking about getting those keywords that you brainstormed to be the things that Google is going to pick up on for that specific page on your website. And what it starts with is the URL. So let's just say you were selling, I'm at a stand-up desk right now. So let's say you were selling stand-up desks and you had a product page called, you know, mystandupdeskstore.com/1234ABC, right? And it's 1234ABC because what you built your website, you didn't know what to put there. So now your URL has nothing to do with the specific desk that's on that page. So when I say optimize the URL, that page URL, the product page, then you would change that to something like mystandupdeskstore/brandname-productname-SKU number. That way, instantly, Google and every other search engine out there can instantly recognize that this page is for this brand name, this product name, and this SKU number. You're literally feeding Google that information at the URL level, which is going to give you a good head start, but that's not enough. That's one of the things you need to do. The next thing you need to do is update the actual product name. Because let's say, again, I was selling the stand-up desk that I'm at, and it is a white stand-up desk, and it's an L shape. So if I was actually selling this, and I put it on my store, and I didn't know what I didn't know, so I named it L-shape white stand-up desk. Okay, that's what it is. But what I would do and what I want you to do is to change that product name to brand name, whoever makes it, product name. So, you know, what I don't even know what it's called, but, you know, L-shape corner desk. And then even have the SKU number in the product name. If you see that people are actually searching for those SKU numbers, put it right there in the product name as well, because that's going to give Google, and again, all the other search engines, that clue. It's going to give them that information that this desk is this specific desk. And when people search for this specific desk, we should show them this one. So the next thing you want to update is where people usually start. Super important, but everything works together. And the next one is your product description. So let's just say your suppliers that you work with, we'll just choose a random supplier ABC. Let's say they make the stand-up desk. When they send you the product information, there's a sentence that says, this stand-up desk can support up to 300 pounds and can go 72 inches high, right? So you're like, okay, that's my product information. You take that, you copy it, you paste it on your website for your product description, and good, now you have a product description. The problem is that description would have nothing to do with the specific product, right? It doesn't mention the product name. It doesn't mention the brand name. It doesn't mention the SKU number. And it's just something short and basic that can apply to almost any stand-up corner desk. So you want to update your product descriptions and build in more information to them about the actual product that you are selling. That way, again, Google can pick up on what your product page actually has for sale. And so they can show you for more relevant searches, because the title of this episode is How to Be Seen. And again, we want to be seen for the correct search terms. Now, some other things that you can and should update and add to your product pages. The first is a section for frequently asked questions, for FAQs. And what you're going to do there is literally add frequently asked questions about that specific product. Because what you're trying to do is really not just, you know, stuff keywords on your product page, but do it in a way that builds up authority and builds up value so that Google will not only know what it is you have on your store, specifically on the individual product pages, but they'll also give you more authority and credibility because you have more information on these specific things. So you want to add the FAQ section and literally add in frequently asked questions about the products and the specific products as they come in, and whenever possible, enter specific details that will let Google know what product they are about. Now, next thing that you're going to want to do is add alt image text. You might be doing this already, but if you're not, let's just say you have your product page and it has 5 images. Add alt image text for all of them. I don't know how much of an impact this has, but it definitely doesn't hurt. So you're going to want to do that as well. This isn't text that's seen on your site or anything, but it's text that Google picks up on, and it makes your website more accessible, and it's extra keywords that are there on your page, helping Google and helping people that are really, it's for people that are visually impaired to know what different images are actually showing. So some other things, you know, important, we went through them, but just to go through it quick, you want to have somewhere with the brand name on the product page, the product name, the SKU number, and the product specs. And once you do all that and your product pages are optimized, the next thing you're going to want to do is create a Google Merchant Center account. It is free to do. Again, Google Merchant Center. Go there, create an account. And what this is going to allow you to do is link your product feed from your store, meaning like all your individual product information, and it's going to send it to Google. So what I recommend you do to get your product information from your site to Google Merchant Center is to use an app that is called Feed for Google Shopping. Don't just go and sign up for it when you're listening to this being like, oh, that's the one thing I need, because you want to make sure, again, your product pages are optimized to make sure you're going to get the most out of it. But that's the app we use. It's called Feed for Google Shopping. Basically, it connects with Shopify's API and just sends the information over automatically. So you don't need to manually upload like a product CSV or anything like that to get your product information to Google Merchant Center. But what I like about this app, you know, the reason we use a paid one versus a free, is it allows us to really edit things easily for our product feed. And by doing that, it allows us to give more information to Google, which then in turn gives Google the ability to know more about us and our products and rank us higher. So some things you'll want to make sure you have configured properly in there are your Google product categories, any promotions you have running. Just make sure every section is filled out. So again, Google will have as much information as possible about your store and your product pages. Now, when you do this and you set it up, you might get some errors or warnings in your feed. If you do, that's fine. Just make sure you go ahead and resolve them before moving forward. Typically, it's like something is mismatched or something wasn't filled out right. So just fix any errors or warnings. After that, what you want to do is simply inside of your Google Merchant Center is set it up so your products will appear on Google product listings for free. So I'll link to an episode in this podcast description. There's Google product listing ads and there's Google product listings. Google product listings are free, ads are paid. We're gonna do both to be seen, so don't worry, I'll talk about the ads in a minute. But at first, you just wanna set it up so you appear in the free section, and you're still gonna get impressions, you're still gonna get clicks, you're gonna get sales, and most importantly, they're gonna be impressions and clicks from people that actually know what it is you have to sell, because they're searching for those keywords that you optimized for, then they are seeing your product image with your price and your store name, and those are the people that are going to be clicking through. So that's the free one. Next, what you want to do is create your first Google Shopping Ads campaign, and that one you do inside of Google Ads. From there, I want you to go ahead and list all of the products from your store. Choose a budget you want to go with. By the way, I'm going to say this too, you know, in these podcasts, I hope you get a ton of value, and like this literally does take you through the process of how we set things up. But if you're listening to this and you literally want to see me share my screen, like how I do this click by click and set up budgets and literally like just everything I do, everything I click on, then be sure if you're a member of Dropship Lifestyle to go through our Google Ads for e-commerce training, specifically in module 6 of the Dropship Blueprint. There's like a 2-hour lesson I created that takes you through all this. So that is there in the Dropship Blueprint. For anyone listening that is not a member of Dropship Lifestyle that wants that full step-by-step training for how we set up Google Ads, you can just go to dropshiplifestyle.com. And if you click on e-commerce courses, you will see the Dropship Blueprint. And if you get enrolled in that, you'll get all of our training, including our step-by-step Google Ads training. So for the visual people, I got you covered step-by-step, click-by-click in there. With that being said, jumping back to this episode, once your products are submitted to your first Google Shopping Ads campaign, what you want to do is just sit back, wait a few days, and wait for it to get approved. Typically takes between like 24 and 72 hours. But once they do get approved, immediately you're going to start getting paid impressions and clicks. Again, this is in addition to the free ones that you're getting from the normal Google product listings. And what you're going to want to do as the paid information and data starts coming into your dashboard is adding negative keywords for anything that you don't want to be appearing for, where you feel like it might be overspending or misspending money. We get rid of that by adding negative keywords. And then you're also going to want to adjust your bids accordingly. And that would be your cost per click bid and your daily budget to find your sweet spot. Again, like exactly how to do that. It's like a 2-hour training. It's in module 6 of the Dropship Blueprint. For anyone that's a member, just log in to check it out. If you're not a member, go to dropshiplifestyle.com/e-commerce-courses. And you can get enrolled there. I'll link that in the description as well. But that's episode 1, guys. I'm super excited about it. Might be talking faster than usual, but that is how to be seen. Okay, quick recap. Facebook will get you eyeballs, but Google will get you sales. So you want to choose the keywords you're going to want to appear for each of your product pages. You're gonna optimize your product pages like we talked about. You're gonna create a Google Merchant Center account. You're gonna sign up for feed for Google Shopping. That way you can link your store to Google Merchant Center. You're gonna make sure that there's no warnings or errors with your feed. And if there are, you're gonna resolve them. Then you're gonna set it up so your products appear for free in Google product listings. You're gonna set up your first Google Shopping Ads campaign inside of Google Ads. Once it gets approved, you're gonna monitor the data, you're gonna improve it, and you will be seen by the exact people you wanna be seen by without having to post on Facebook and spam people or sit around and wonder why nobody ever came to your store. So hope you found that useful, guys. Episode 2 will come out on Thursday. That one is called How to Be Remembered. Super excited for that. So if you are not subscribed yet, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Just called E-commerce Lifestyle. It's on all your favorite podcast players. And if you get value, I would really appreciate it if you can leave a review over on Apple Podcasts. With that being said, I will talk to you on Thursday for episode 2. See you, everybody.